Welcome to the Superintend Podcast. I'm Idaho Superintendent of Public Instruction, Debbie Critchfield. Our new podcast is a way for me and the State Department of Education to highlight important issues in education, highlight the success stories in our state, and talk about the work we do at the Department of Education. Each episode is going to be about 10 minutes long, thus the name, The Super in 10. On this episode, we're going to discuss strategic planning. Specifically, we're going to talk about an initiative underway here at the department to create a new strategic plan that focuses the state's energy and resources on several important goals. To help facilitate today's conversation, I'm joined by Scott Graff, the communications director here at the department. Hello, Scott.
Superintendent, thank you very much. Hello. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm excited to join you for this episode of the podcast. You mentioned there in the intro, one of the things that we will be talking about on the Super in 10 is the work we do at the department, and this is very much something that has been in the works for quite a while already here at the State Department of Education since you took office back in January. This was a priority. Why was creating a strategic plan at the department such a priority for you?
The goal is really very simple. And it's how we are going to plan the future success of education in Idaho.
Okay. What does that entail?
Well, there's the saying in business that if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And so there's a lot of fantastic ideas out there. There's a lot of great work being done. What are the priorities? What are those things that we really want to focus on? We've got to put that out there in a form that is intentional and deliberate. And we say, here's where we're going to attach the dollars. Here's where we're going to advocate. Here's where we're going to support. Otherwise, the most important things can easily get lost in things that are also important, but not a priority.
So you mentioned the business world. This is the world of education. Those two are not necessarily one and the same. Can you take a product that is made for the business world, apply it to education, and make it work the same way it does in the business world?
I don't know that we can every time in education, and I think that that's a criticism of folks that are involved in education. You know, I hear a lot, this isn't a business. This is different than a business. In this case, we absolutely want to follow successful business practices who start with these plans. And a well-articulated plan not only drives towards the outcomes, but it also improves communication. And it puts down on paper a common vision for an organization so that we can really use those resources and deploy them in the ways that get us the best return.
And I don't want to spend a lot of time in this podcast looking backwards, but is this something that previous iterations of the State Department of Education could have benefited from?
Well, I mean, that's an easy one, yes. And, you know, and looking back at previous strategic plans, there were elements and are elements in former ones that we're going to still focus on. And I know we'll get into what those are, but let's use literacy as an example. We're not saying that, you know, mission accomplished. Every kid is reading. Now we're making progress there, but we want to continue to have that attention. I think another benefit, particularly for us that are involved in the public sector, this is another way that we get to that level of transparency with our constituents when they understand how their dollars are being spent. How did you come to the decision to put that into your budget or not include that in your budget? Well, here's our plan, and this is what we're working on.
Once it's in place here at the department, and you know, I work for you doing communications, but there's many departments across the floor, such as student engagement or assessment, content and curriculum. When individuals, staff members in those departments are making decisions, this exists. How will perhaps that decision-making process look different, be different than it is in an atmosphere where we don't have a strategic plan in place?
I'm going to go back to that, the point of creating the common vision. There are so many good things that are being addressed here, and we're supporting, and we have to prioritize. At an agency of this size and the role that I have as an elected official for education statewide, we could spend all of our days doing all kinds of things. We have to prioritize those things. And I think, you know, when we talk about what do we want this to look like? Well, we increase our chances for success. We increase the chances that the dollars are student-centered and that we have that shared vision. We're all rowing in that same direction. That's how we get to the goals and the outcomes that we're looking for.
Okay. So it's been in the works. You are, I think to your credit, having a lot of different folks weigh in on it, offer their input. I think that will ultimately, you know, make the final product that much better in the end. But what can you say about as it looks today? Again, qualifying it, it's not final. But what are some of the things that folks might expect to see on it when it is done?
We are close. And as you pointed out, we are asking, I mean, we want to talk to the staff that's been here. You know, a lot of these people have been here longer than you and I. And we respect that experience and that knowledge. And then also the fact that even though I haven't been in this role for very long, I have been involved in education at every level possible, including the state level, for more than 20 years. And so it's partly my own experience, partly listening to staff, going to our schools. We are out in every configuration of school in Idaho that you can imagine, all over the place. We do that because that informs our practices, that informs where we want to be. And so we've centered on four main themes and topics. And the first one, I alluded to this earlier, talking about literacy, but we want to, it's not only reading, but it's getting back to those basics. Let's ensure that our Idaho children have attained the grade level student achievement goals that not only we set at the state level, but also that is expected. Every kid is entitled to 1 year's growth in 1 year's time. What does that look like? And what are the objectives that and the measurables to help us know where along the way? And we've thought about that through all of them. We also want to prepare Idaho students for success in life. Whether you're headed to college, whether you're jumping into a technical field, going into the military, there are so many opportunities here in this state. Let's not limit you by having not exposed you to the training, help, education that you need. We're also looking at modernizing education funding. So much of how we fund schools right now is based on 30 to 60 years ago worth of cobbling together, layering on to something, and we've kind of built this house that, you know, maybe the bathroom isn't where it's supposed to be, and now we've got two kitchens and, you know, some of these things. And we want to align with what our schools are actually doing. And then for our educators, we want to attract and retain exceptional teachers and leaders. And that has been a longstanding goal, and we don't want to slack off there.
I think a lot of people will be hearing this and saying, you know what, it's a good idea, but perhaps in their professional experience, they have been part of the establishment of a strategic plan or something similar to a strategic plan. A lot of time and energy and effort goes into it. And then the day-to-day starts to happen again, and that big project gets put on a shelf, never to be heard from again. How do you ensure that that doesn't happen at the State Department of Education?
Well, once we get through the process, we're going to operationalize everything that we're talking about, and we're going to communicate it with the folks that not only work here, but statewide. That brings another layer of accountability. That, hey, we thought that you said you were going to do this or that. I think that if you were to go and find the dustiest folder in an office in many of our places, it would have strategic plan on that label, and people's eyes gloss over when you say, we're going to pull out the strategic plan. What is it that we want to work on? And many people tune out. And to your earlier comments about the fires that get in the way of that, we're still going to have to deal with the fires, but we're not going to lose sight of where we're trying to go. We're going to handle day-to-day things that crop up, but we're always going to be focused on reading. We're always going to be focused on preparing our students.
You were a trustee for a number of years in your local district. Is this a model that folks at the local level could follow as well?
100%. And we're talking about this everywhere that we go with local boards. And, you know, I reflect upon that time when I was a board member, and yes, here is our strategic plan. I don't know that it got brought out after that initial or the final approval of the board. It was this document that's what some people somewhere are going to work on. Hey, we think it's great. But in the meantime, this is what we're focused on. So I think we get, two issues with strategic planning. One is the plan doesn't actually reflect what you're doing and what your real goals are. And then we just put it away. We check a box. It was a compliance thing. We got it done. To really make this count and give strategic planning the time and attention it deserves, it takes leadership and it takes some discipline.
Superintendent, we are up on the 10-minute mark here. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
We want to tie our efforts to success. And we do that by having a plan. And there isn't anybody that would argue that having a plan puts you in a better position and makes you more successful. It's no different in education. We're going to model it. We're going to be the example at the state level. We're going to use it. We're going to operationalize it. And we're hoping others will follow this lead.
The Superintend Podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. They can also be streamed on YouTube as well as the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Scott Graff. Until next time, thanks for listening.